Third conversation. Brother Lawrence told me that the foundation of the spiritual life in him had been a high notion and esteem of God in faith. When he had once well established his faith, he had no other care but to reject every other thought, so he might perform all his actions for the love of God. He said when sometimes he had not thought of God for a good while, he did not disquiet himself for it. Having acknowledged his wretchedness to God, he simply returned to him with so much the greater trust in him. He said, "The trust we put in God honors him much and draws down great graces." Also, that it was impossible not only that God should deceive, but that he should long let a soul suffer which is perfectly resigned to him and resolved to endure everything for his sake. Brother Lawrence often experienced the ready succors of divine grace. And because of his experience of grace, when he had business to do, he did not think of it beforehand. When it was time to do it, he found in God, as in a clear mirror, all that was fit for him to do. When outward business diverted him a little from the thought of God, a fresh remembrance coming from God invested his soul, and so inflamed and transported him that it was difficult for him to contain himself. He said he was more united to God in his outward employments than when he left them for devotion in retirement. Brother Lawrence said that the worst that could happen to him was to lose that sense of God which he had enjoyed so long. Yet the goodness of God assured him he would not forsake him utterly, and that he would give him strength to bear whatever evil he permitted to happen to him. Brother Lawrence, therefore, said he feared nothing. He had no occasion to consult with anybody about his state. In the past, when he had attempted to do it, he had always come away more perplexed. Since Brother Lawrence was ready to lay down his life for the love of God, he had no apprehension of danger. He said that perfect resignation to God was a sure way to heaven, a way in which we have always sufficient light for our conduct. In the beginning of the spiritual life, we ought to be faithful in doing our duty and denying ourselves, and then, after a time, unspeakable pleasures followed. In difficulties, we need only to have recourse to Jesus Christ and beg his grace, with which everything became easy. Brother Lawrence said that many do not advance in the Christian progress because they stick in penances and particular exercises while they neglect the love of God, which is the end. This appeared plainly by their works, and was the reason we see so little solid virtue. He said there needed neither art nor science for going to God, but only a heart resolutely determined to apply itself to nothing but him, and to love him only.